seated. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is the third week of our preaching series, Getting Serious About Jesus. And first week we talked about temptation and things that may hinder us from entering into this time of getting serious. Our second Sunday, we talked about that God is the one whom we can trust to give our lives to give our lives fully to. And now this week, we get into the reality that being people of God, getting serious about Jesus, requires a response. And what the Bible calls bearing fruit, good works, the work of Christ in our world. Now, we all would agree that this is important, yet at times this has been a bit of a problem for Lutherans. The reason is that while different denominations emphasize different things about this incredible breadth of God's witness and grace, we as Lutherans have really put our emphasis on this, that there is nothing that we can ever do that can put us in relationship with God, that we are saved by grace alone, that we are made right with God by grace through faith. We are so committed to that. We are so committed that we say that a man, a person, a human is not justified by works of the law, but instead by faith. And that is central to our understanding of who we are. And I believe it's right. I believe it is the correct understanding that we are saved by the activity and the work of God alone, that we cannot work our way to heaven, that instead God comes near, God comes down, that God scoops us up and brings us closer to Him. That is at the heart of who we are as Lutheran Christians. Yet the other side of that coin is what I call lazy boy Lutheranism. Now, who has a lazy boy? Who knows what a lazy boy is? Do you like your lazy boy? Do you like, I do. I love mine. I've spent copious hours in that over this past couple of days watching basketball. And what do we like and enjoy about the lazy boy? It makes us feel relaxed. What? Comfortable. Anybody ever been in their lazy boy and say, hey, can somebody bring me something from the kitchen? If you have children, I've been known to even call on my phone from downstairs, upstairs to my son Noah. Hey Noah, what are you doing? Hey man, can you bring me down some wings? Because the lazy boy, we just want to sit there and enjoy the wonderful beauty and comfort of that. Yeah, well, that's the other side of the coin when we talk about we are saved by grace alone. There is nothing that we can do to earn our way of salvation. And so we say, yes, I'm saved by grace. Let me kick back in my lazy boy of life, for there's nothing I can do. And you see the problem there, don't you? That we become lazy in our seeming right belief. Our theology keeps us from fully experiencing the life that Jesus offers for us. There's a song that we sing that I love. It's called Come, Now is the Time to Worship. And you remember that. There's a piece in that where we say, one day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. But still, the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. And what is that greatest treasure? Well, I believe that greater treasure is the opportunity to bear fruit in the name of Jesus. It's the opportunity to partner with God in the ways that God is already at work in our world. You see, I believe that one of the greatest treasures and gifts of this world is as we come to seek and follow Christ, that heaven makes its way to earth through us, through our fruit bearing. And so the call is for us not to sit back in our lazy boys of faith, knowing that we are saved, but instead responding in action. And to help heaven come near. And so how do we do that? What does bearing fruit look like? Well, I think taking the words of St. Paul in Galatians 5 is a wonderful way to start. Raise your hands if any of you have been to Caroline Furnace Camp. All right, if you've been to camp, I want you to sing with me, okay? It's a song about the fruits of the Spirit. You know that one? So what are the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Everybody, love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Excellent, excellent. You've learned it. I think those are the ways that we bear fruit. The way that God calls us to bear fruit, both individually and collectively. And let's think about them. Love and joy. In your life, in your relationships, with those strangers that you may be in, with, in your professional capacities, how might you love as Jesus loves? So often we see Jesus' love through the way he sacrifices. How might you be sacrificing for another? Perhaps it's your spouse, your child, a neighbor. How are we at Bethel willing to sacrifice collectively so that others might find joy? Joy, that amazing gift. There is a need for joy in this world, and as the people of God, we are called to be agents of joy. In the movie Dogma, which was many, many years ago, I can't necessarily recommend it because it's a bit irreverent. However, there is a part that I found very meaningful. Heavenly beings were all talking, and this one angel talked to a human. They said, the problem with you humans is that you mourn your faith. Is that you're sour and dour instead of living with joy. And that is at the heart of who we are called to be. So how can we live with joy? Now, the truth is, so often in our lives there is brokenness and pain that can mute the joy of our lives. Yet there are others whom can help us find it again, and that's who we are called to be. Love, joy, peace, and patience. So often peace comes from being patient. As I said at first service, somebody else should probably come up here and talk about the virtue of patience. I'm not a good one with that. So if any of you are really good, you're welcome to come up and share this sermon with me. But the reality is, peace and patience also go hand in hand. How can we as the people of God at Bethel be patient so that we might bring peace? How might you in your life take a step back, breathe, and be patient, waiting for peace to come along? Kindness and goodness. Well, goodness What we term goodness is the word generosity, so kindness and generosity. But how can we live in a way that we seek kindness? Kindness meaning we put the most positive spin on someone else's actions. Instead of assuming that they're out to get us, maybe assume that they're having a bad day. Or assume that perhaps we're not on their minds at all when they act in a certain way. Generosity. How are we willing to offer who we are so that this world and others might find their place too? Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those attributes remind us that it's not all about us. That every thought that I have in my head is not something that I need to share with you. Especially if it might not be gentle. How might we, as the people of God, seek to invite others to do the same? You see, if we can live out the fruit-bearing nature of response to Jesus Christ, the one who has come near, then indeed heaven comes to earth through us. Now, fruit-bearing can seem a bit daunting. But I would remind you that notice that this fruit-bearing, that the fruits are not called the fruits of working really hard. Right? Or they're not called the fruits of the talent and giftedness that you have. Or even the fruits of right belief. Instead, they're called the what? The fruits of the
Spirit.
And whose Spirit? The Spirit of Jesus. And so, we've come full circle, haven't we? We cannot work our way to heaven. We are saved by God's grace alone. Yet, we are called to live in response by bearing fruit. Fruit that we can only bear through the power and gift of Jesus. See, we've done a whole 360, haven't we? That we can dare to be purveyors of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. We can be fruit bearers, brothers and sisters. We can dare to step out into that unknown world of loving this world as God has loved it. We can seek to try to bring heaven to earth through our own giftedness and talent and lack thereof. We can dare to be fruit bearers simply because the gift of the Holy Spirit has been given to us. Amen? We respond to what God has done through the power that God freely gives. And so even as we are living out a fruit-bearing life, God is the one who is praised. Brothers and sisters, what a gift and opportunity you and I have been given. It is the greatest treasure to be able to participate with the wonderful way that God is bearing fruit in our world. And He invites you, and you, and you, and you, and you. He invites you to partner with Him in bringing heaven to earth. A gift that we can do together. In Jesus' name, amen.